Welcome to the NAREIT REIT Report podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Borkson-Quito, and I'm here in San Francisco for REIT World 2018. My guest today is Gemma Burgess, Managing Director at Ferguson Partners. Welcome, Gemma.
Hi.
California has become the first state to require public companies to have at least one female on their board. Were you surprised by this development, and do you think it could have a knock-on effect in other parts of the country?
We were not surprised by the regulation. I think we see it as a great step forward. But I think, moreover, the importance here is placed on the investor community and on the boards to do the right thing. And I think we're seeing that in huge numbers at the moment across the country. So I think it's a good thing. But I also think that the importance here lays with the investors and the boards.
And what are some of the key trends you're seeing in real estate executive hiring today?
Particularly within the REITs, a lot of the hiring today is focused around succession planning. We're doing a lot of work today, sort of in partnership with our leadership development group, really looking at the senior management team and helping them to figure out who the next generation of leadership is within their firm, and if they don't have it within their organization, helping them identify talent from the outside world. Because of that succession planning, there's a lot of CFO work out there at the moment within the public space. And interestingly, at the moment, a lot of that CFO work centers around bringing people from the advisory world, so real estate investment bankers, obviously high on that list today. Aside from the CFO function, we're seeing quite a bit of work within technology, again, both on the public and the private side. The real estate industry understands that technology will affect their businesses kind of across asset classes. So bringing people in, everything from big data analysts through to people that can understand new technology practices, that's been a key hiring trend over the last 12 or so months, and continues to be something that I think we'll see a lot more of. And then finally, I would say operational type roles, as I think it's harder to get money out the door. People are also starting to look at the assets that they hold and want to really make sure that they're driving efficiencies kind of across the board. So I think we'll continue to see quite a bit of sort of COO type work, operational work, people that really have kind of asset level experience that can drive efficiencies across the businesses.
And are there certain strategies you recommend for REITs that are interested in improving their female board representation?
Yeah, definitely. I'd actually say not just female board representation, but also diversity and inclusion sort of across the board. That's sort of the number one sort of thing that we're hearing from boards at the moment. Diversity of thinking is also a big thing. Of the board searches we've done in REIT World over the last 12 months, 50% of them have been diversity hires. And interestingly, most of those diversity hires have been from outside of the real estate industry. So looking across into technology has been a big place that we've been hunting for individuals. Aside from technology, we've been looking in logistics for obvious reasons. That's definitely something that's affecting our industry. And actually luxury consumer goods has been another area of interest. The best thing that's happened with respect to diversity in the boardroom has been the realization that we've got lots of real estate experience and we've got lots of public board experience within the boardroom. So it's been important to it's been a big step forward, I should say, a big step forward to allow people to come onto the board that do not have prior public board experience. And that's really opened up the candidate pool, especially the diverse candidate pool. Because of that, though, it's been an interesting sort of evolution, certainly from our business. We've then worked with certain clients to help those new board members really get up to speed with respect to the boardroom and to the real estate industry, helping them sort of settle in quickly.
Great, Gemma. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
And to our listeners, be sure to visit REIT.com for more episodes of The REIT Report.